Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, as we march on here in spring training, I figured a good time to do an episode, you know, not only to look at Yankee past, like the previous episode where we looked at back at switching Yankee, Ruben Sierra, but of course, looking at Yankee present here in spring training there. So strap on in here. Before we get started, though, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. So if it's your first time or you've been listening, but you still haven't subscribed, again, very mysterious why you haven't subscribed, make sure wherever you get your favorite podcast, Section 420, Talking Yankees, go there, find something that says follow, like, subscribe, mainly the follow and subscribe part, and hit that and get notified when new episodes go up. And of course, on YouTube as well, there's some Section 420 Talking Yankees visual content there. Not updated as often, but you want to get it all, so make sure go to YouTube, hit the subscribe button there. Again, find Section 420 Talking Yankees and get updated when new episodes go up there as well. Usually weekly, but if not, you make sure you want to have your bases covered, as I say. So, you know, figure do a check-in with the Yankees, you know, so far, so good in terms of performance on the field. No major injuries, you know. Obviously, just a little bit with Peraza, with his shoulder banged up a little bit. And seems also, more recently, Verdugo hit by a pitch. So they kind of had to take him out of the lineup. But again, overall, so far, so good. One of the kind of things we were worried about, not to say worried about, but we haven't seen yet, is a good, clean start from Marcus Stroman. Again, his first outing against the Phillies, got slapped around a little bit. Again, don't put too much stock in that. But in his second start, much more encouraging. Four scoreless innings against the Baltimore Orioles, and also seeing some good stuff from a Yankee that you know, you really want to come back and have a strong season. That's Anthony Rizzo the other night, hitting two home runs, including a grand slam. And really, one of the home runs was an outside 95 mile per hour fastball. So, you know, an impressive piece of hitting. Took an outside pitch there and pulled it for a home run. So again, if just the fact of getting Rizzo back at the level we know he could be, that's almost like, you know, Cashman making an additional move or making a trade. Just the fact that we didn't have the full 100% Rizzo last season. So if we have him back in the season in that lineup as well, with Soto and Judge, and, you know, hopefully this newer, slimmer, trimmer, more of a baseball player Stanton there, all the more better to look forward to. Only a little blemish, though, I guess, recently would be Gerrit Cole. His most recent outing didn't go that well, and ended up giving up a home run early on to Daniel Vogelback. But of course, the headline there is not really just that, the fact that, you know, again, he was not effective in a start, is that he didn't like take too kind to Vogelback, you know, doing the little bat flip home run trot there in a spring training game. Something Cole mentioned afterwards that he's going to put in his memory bank if Vogelback is still with the Blue Jays and they get into the regular season there. And, you know, be looking through these, not only Cole and the Blue Jays, but just both organizations, you know, have been going back and forth a little bit. Remember the situation 2 years ago with Alex Manoah, you know, hitting Judge there, and kind of Cole was kind of the first one to jump over the railing in the dugout. And of course, Manoah said, next time, you know, come across me, and, you know, basically challenging Cole to a fight there. Of course, last season, Manoah, kind of the bottom fell out on him. He basically had to be sent down to the minors just for being ineffective, but it looks like he got a shot to be with the Major League squad this year, you know, trimmed himself down, and I guess whatever, he kind of found his way there to get back into Major League shape there. So maybe at some point we will see a Cole Manoah kind of pitches duel. But remember the whole deal with also the Yankees up in Toronto, you know, their bench was complaining that the Yankee third base coach was kind of was out of position and trying to steal signs and relay him over to Judge. And that was the whole thing when Judge's eyes looked to the left a little bit. You remember that whole situation? So, you know, both the Yankee organization and the Blue Jay organization, they, again, there's been a little bit of rivalry back and forth. And again, more specifically with Cole and some of the Blue Jay players. And now the new rival, a little beef now, will probably be between Cole and Daniel Vogelback. And let's just see if, you know, Cole goes a little high and tight on them. Again, this is even if Vogelback's with the team, you know, come regular season. And I believe the Yankee home opener, once they do get back home, is against Toronto. And, you know, just a little side note, I actually have tickets for the Sunday night game there, so maybe I'll get to see a little fireworks if, you know, a little bench-clearing brawl there to, you know, kick the season off early. But nevertheless, I don't think we'll get to that. But other than that, Yankee, that's really pretty much it. Again, you want to see, you know, Rizzo back, healthy, hitting home runs. You know, this is very encouraging. And, you know, Stroman kind of getting that first good, clean spring training start off the scoreboard there. Just, you know, and then you kind of feel confident moving forward. Even if he did get touched up a little bit and a second start again, it's not something to go nuts over. But it's just like one of those things, like, until you see it, then you're happy. So we've seen it, now we're happy. So, you know, we've seen good positive starts pretty much from all the Yankee starters so far. You know, even Schmidt in a losing effort there, again, gave a good quality start. So, all good there. moving forward for the Yankees. And again, so far so good, knock on wood, no major injuries. And again, the Yankees later this month going to have the exhibition game against the Diablos Rojos. Again, we kind of mentioned that. That's definitely mentioned on the second to last YouTube episode there. But now it has a little interesting twist because very recently, former Yankee and former Met, Robinson Cano has signed with the Mexican League team. Just coincidentally now, I don't know if this was maybe has something to do with because the Yankees are going to be visiting the team, playing them in Mexico City, and there's maybe just a way for them to like drum up interest in the game. I mean, I don't think they need help selling tickets for the New York Yankees to come to town, even if it's not the full Yankee team with the big stars like Cole and Aaron Judge and Soto and so forth. Just the fact that Yankees are going to be there, I think, is going to be a thing. So I don't think they needed this to sell tickets, but it does, you know, bring an interesting twist. Of course, you know, Cano has been out of baseball for over like a year now. I think his last gasp was with the San Diego Padres, and then they cut him. I think he might have been with the Atlanta Braves for a cup of coffee. Then they waived him, so not really doing anything. So I guess, you know, if he still wants to play, he can play. Now, more recently, he did play in those Dubai games, which we never really got into deeply there. It was kind of this exhibition thing, you know, some rich, you know, guys in Dubai kind of put this like 5-team league baseball tournament thing together and really got no play, really no mention at all. I'm not sure, maybe Major League Baseball wasn't too happy with it for some reason. They really didn't promote it at all, but it did exist, and you had a lot of former players like Cano, like Bartolo Colon, so it was just kind of interesting there. But other than that, I guess Cano, you know, just looking to still play baseball, so we'll see what happens there. But it's gonna be interesting just to see him. I'm sure he'll definitely be involved in those two games again, as long as Cano's healthy and able to play on the field there. So we got Yankee land there. It's a little short episode. Just figured to do a little check-in, but a lot of good news, you know, just to see, mainly with Rizzo getting him back healthy. And again, as I mentioned in the most recent YouTube episode, just the fact that if we can have a healthy Carlos Rendon pitching the way he can, as well as Nestor Cortes, three huge pieces that we did not have 100% of last season, that's almost make like Cashman making three additional moves, just adding that to this team, which right now, again, the offense is looking very promising, and again, so far so good with the pitching. So that's the episode. We'll catch you next time.